this morning. Amen. The Lord is good, isn't he? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer before we turn to the scripture this morning. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we're asking, Lord, in this service for your guidance, Lord, through the scriptures, Lord, and through your word and through the message today, and that you'll speak to our hearts, dear God, and bring encouragement, I pray, Father, and strength to the people. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to the glory of God. Amen. I'd like to read again from Hebrews 13, 5 through 8, and we'll be continuing on the topic we've been on, considering the end of their conversation. And verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who hath spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Fear is a thing that everyone has to deal with. And it is an instrument that Satan uses to try to shake the faith of God's people. Satan uses it to bind people. Sinners are bound by fear. There are many that are bound by fear. It may not be, you know, the same fears that everybody has, but there's some people that have the fear of loneliness, and they fear it. And if Satan can get you to fear something, then he's got something over on you and he can kind of control you and move you. If he can get you to fear, then you don't have a foundation for faith. I've had people come and ask me to pray for them that they not go through a surgery because they're afraid of anesthesia. Well, they're not going to be able to have faith to for God to heal them, because there's fear there. Where there's no fear, you can have faith. And, you know, in the meetings, Brother Branham would work with the people, trying to get them to shake loose from their fear so that faith could take a hold. And so... Excuse me a moment. You know, electronics is just something else. They're always messing up. I had trouble with this morning hadn't done anything to it, hadn't changed anything, and it just started acting up. I'm glad when we get to heaven, we won't need electronics. Amen. And it was acting up on me in the back, and of course, Satan tried to work on me with fear. It's going to act up on you in the pulpit. Well, it did, but we're going to overcome it. But Brother Branham would constantly deal with fear on the people, because when it come the time of the service for healing of people and deliverance of people and so on, then the devils would go to work on the people to try to get them to fear, so that that they would say, well, it's not for me. Or, you know, I don't have a prayer card. My number didn't get called. Many things he would work on to try to work through fear. He does it in every, he tries to do it in every service. He tries to do it before you ever even come to church. To try to work on fear. And if he can get you to fear, then you're defeated. Brother Branham was speaking on this in one message, and it was at the end of the message, and he was going to be calling the prayer line. And he said before calling the prayer line, says, you know, everyone in this building said, there's a boy sitting over here. I know a boy standing over here, and my boy is somewhere in the building. He said, that's the only three I know, but all the rest, and the pastor said, but all the rest of you are strangers to me. And he says, I don't know you, but he knows you. And then he went on to say, you know, it doesn't matter whether you have a prayer card or not. You might say you don't have a prayer card. That doesn't matter. God can still heal you. He said, you might say, well, my number didn't get called. It doesn't matter. God can still heal you. Jesus is still the same. And said, you don't have to have a prayer card. He said, listen, it's not my gospel. It's his. It's not my word. It's his. He said, and so I'll not fear because he's the one. It's his word that's at stake. He said, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth all thy diseases. It's his word at stake. So it's not my word at stake. So I don't have any fear. Now, if it was man's word at stake, then we could have fear. But it's not, it's God's word. And the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will not pass away. So his word stands. Friends, look, his word's not bound in leather. His word is bound today in flesh. You know, we carry a Bible and we call it the word of God. It's just the word of God in written form. But the word of God is actually alive. The word of God is actually living in action. Amen. Faith is real. Hallelujah. He said, there's a woman standing before me. She's a stranger to me. He said, now, you might say if Jesus Christ was standing here, could he heal her? He said, be careful. He couldn't do something he already done. He already healed her 2,000 years ago. He said, you didn't get saved last night. You didn't get saved 5 minutes ago. You got saved 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on the cross. You might have accepted it last night. You might have accepted it 5 minutes ago, but it was done 2,000 years ago, and your healing was 2,000 years ago. He was bruised for our iniquity. He was striped for our healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's wounded for your transgressions. By his stripes you're healed. Hallelujah. There was another message, Jehovah Jireh. Brother Branham was speaking in Indianapolis. And he said, this building in here can hold about 10,000 people. He says, and there's about 6,000 or 7,000 people in here right now. And he says, I want you to realize that in all the people that's in here, there are critics. There are skeptics. There are unbelievers. There are make-believers. There are lukewarm believers. There's halfway believers. He says, and there's saints of God. And he said, and realize Satan is on the alert looking for only one flaw. If he can find one flaw. He said, now, the angel of the Lord spoke to me and told me to do this. Therefore, I will not fear. He said, I have never feared before 10,000s and hundreds of thousands. He's always come to the rescue, and I believe he will tonight. So he's talking about amongst this mixed group of people.
where knowing that there are people out there that were skeptics of his ministry. There were people out there that said, you know, he's just reading their minds. There were people out there that were critics. There were people out there that didn't even believe. They come, Satan sent them as his agents to look for a flaw, a mistake, so he could point it out. And in the face of all that, Brother Branham said, the angel told me to do this, so I'm not afraid of the devil. Amen. I'm not afraid of the devil. He said, you know, we're living in a time of darkness, but the Bible said, Jesus said, there'll be light in the evening time. And there is light. And you know, when light shines up the most is when the darkest hour. And we're in the evening time. A time when it's neither light or dark. It's just a dismal day. Amen. People had enough faith to believe Jesus died and rose again, but they ain't got enough faith for divine healing. And that's because Satan has worked on them through fear. Someone gets prayed for. Maybe they've got a pain. And they get prayed for and the pain gets worse. What is it? It's the devil trying to get them to doubt their healing. But your healing isn't based on how you feel. Your healing is based on the word of God. And God's the one got to back that up. You don't got to make yourself feel better. You're not the one that's responsible for healing yourself. He's responsible for doing it because it's his promise, it's his word, and he will back it up. I'll tell you something, friends. The word of God has the greatest guarantee ever. Hallelujah. Critics can stand, church members, unbelievers, selfish people. Critics, but the saints of God are going to keep on marching without fear. Why? Because we're not trusting in ourselves. Satan tries to get your focus on you so he can work up fear. Friends, look, the Bible said he'll present to himself a glorious church. Didn't say you had to. All you've got to do is surrender. Surrender yourself to him. You're not the one that's got to present the glorious church. You don't got to present yourself as glorious. He's going to do that. Jesus Christ. Why? Because he died for you. The innocent one, the righteous one, took your place so that you might be righteous. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said at one time he feared death because he didn't know what it was. He said, but I do not fear death anymore. I have not one fear of death. Death has no fear at all. It doesn't if you just understood it. Hallelujah. If you just understood it, it's because when you die, you go into eternity. There's no yesterdays, no tomorrows. Brother Branham said it's all just present tense. You don't run out of present tense. You don't run out of daylight. You don't need to change the clock because there is no clock. You don't got to worry about tomorrow because there ain't going to be no tomorrow. It's just today. You don't got to worry about yesterday because there it wasn't a yesterday. It's just all today for eternity. Hallelujah. never cease, just glorious peace. Hallelujah, glorious peace. Why? Because the Bible says if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have a house waiting for us. It's not been built with hands. And Brother Branham said, what we do is we just step from this house into that house. That's all death is to the believer. It's just changing dwelling places. So he said, then the believer shouldn't have any fear of death. You know, we get a pain. You get a pain in your head, and the devil tells you, you got an aneurysm. Something's going to blow up, and you're going to fall over dead. You get a pain in your chest, and the devil tells you, you're having a heart attack. You're going to die. You get a pain in your throat, the devil tells you, you got cancer. Why? Because it is a natural thing for humans in this flesh to fear death. But a believer that understands what death is should have no fear of it. Satan, something's got to take me out of here when it comes my time to go. So I'm not afraid of me having this, that, or the other. And you can't have me until God gets done with me. You, death can't touch me until it's my time to go. And when it's your time to go, you're just going to change dwelling places. You're going to step from this realm into that realm. From this dimension into that dimension. Your life isn't going to cease. Just your life here on earth in this body. Friends, look, you get free of this body. The song that sings about bars of bone. One day the doors of clay are going to burst wide open. And I'll take my flight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said, it wouldn't scare me one bit to leave here right now, right in your presence. Wouldn't scare him a bit, just fall over dead on the floor right there in your presence. He said, because all the fear of death has been taken out of me. I once feared to die, but I don't fear it anymore, and I'm thankful for that. You remember when Brother Branham was laying there, he said, I believe was laying in the bed, and he was thinking about he didn't want to be, you know, a ghost, or he didn't want to be just some floating spirit somewhere. And he didn't know what it was going to be like. And then's when he had that experience of going beyond the curtain of time. And he said, words cannot describe it. He said, but it took all the fear out of me. When I saw that land, when I saw what it was, he said, that took all the fear out of it for me. Hallelujah. In the message of expectations, he says, someone said to me, Brother Branham, aren't you afraid you'll make a mistake when someone comes to the platform? Maybe you'd tell them the wrong disease. Aren't you afraid? He said, here the other day, there's a man arrested down south for telling a man he lived untrue to his wife and so forth and was arrested because it wasn't true. Why, sure, if it's a story, anything can happen. You're working it in yourself. But when you stand under the divine promise of God, there's no fear in God. Somebody trying to work these things themselves, they're going to make mistakes. There was a man one time that was claiming to have this gift of discernment. And you know, around this message, there's always people to flock after that thing. I don't understand why. There's got to be a lack of a revelation in them. But they'll see somebody claiming to have a gift, and there's always people that are going to flock after it. And they were in a meeting, and he called out a sister. I can tell you her name. It was Loretta LaFontaine. And he called her out and said, "Sister, you've got certain disease." She said, she stood up, "You'd have to know her." She said, "No, I don't." He said, "Yes, you do. You just don't know it." She didn't have it. Some fella trying to work this stuff up in himself to make himself something. Brother Branham didn't do these things to make himself something. It was done by the Spirit of God. Many times he would say, "Whatever he said to you, whatever he told you," because it wasn't Brother Branham telling him. Many times you'd hear him talk, and he would just be talking up to the prayer line. He'd say, "You know what I'm waiting on? I'm waiting on him." And then he would say, "The angel of the Lord is here now." And then things would start to happen. Hallelujah. He said, when God says so, it's bound to be. It's never failed. It'll never fail because God cannot lie. You can only believe when God speaks and tells you, and then you act upon what he says do. When God tells you to do something, you don't got to be afraid. Friends, I remember someone saying to me when I first came here, saying, "You know, they've beat up preachers around here. You keep saying the things you're saying and you're going to get in trouble." I said, "I'm not afraid because I don't know about all the other preachers, but God told me to come. I'm not insinuating anything, but I don't know about them. I don't care. It doesn't mean anything to me. What means something to me is God told me, so I didn't have to be afraid. It wasn't my word. It was God's word." And friends, he's carried me through all these years that I've been here. We've went through some rough times. We've been through some really bad times. But God has saw us through. Hallelujah. Brother Branham was in a service and there was a lady. He called out. She was sitting there, had a baby in her arms. And he said, "It's your baby." He said, "Your baby's got heart trouble. And you were sitting there praying that I would say something." He said, "Don't fear no more. Your baby's going to be all right." And then he said, "You sitting by her, you're the father of this child, aren't you?" He said, "Look, don't have to worry anymore because God has healed the baby. It doesn't have heart trouble anymore. God has healed it. So go on home and don't fear." Hallelujah. "The little baby's all right now," he said, "for God has answered your prayer." Hallelujah. The enemy tries to rob us. He tries to rob us of victory. He tries to rob us of healing. Hallelujah. He tries to work on you through fear. Let bills be coming due and the money start going low. And the devil will move in with fear. What are you going to do now? Well, the thing is, ain't nothing you can do. You have to depend on God. People, you know, it's like that story Brother Branham told about that woman. It was, I believe it was in a horse and buggy, and said she trusted God till the reins broke. And he said, that's the very time you ought to trust God, after the reins have broke. See, she wasn't trusting God. She's the one that had a hold of the reins. So she was trusting in herself. She was trusting in the reins. But when the reins broke, that was the time to trust God. But people say, I'm trusting God when everything's going good. When it seems like they got everything in control, when they've got everything in hand, you know, got it under their control, then say, yeah, praise God. I'm trusting God. No, you ain't. You're trusting yourself. Let it get down where you ain't got no job. Then who you trusting? That's the time you need to be trusting God. You need to trust God all the time. God gives you the strength to do the work. God sends you the work. Trust God for it. Say, work's down. Maybe God knows you need a break. Work takes up when hunting time comes around. I say, well, wish I had a break so I go hunting. Boy, oh boy. Learn to be content with such as you have, the Bible says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God doesn't want his people to be robbed. Brother Ram said, Satan tries to rob the people from coming to his meetings. Said he'll set scarecrows up. And then be members of some church and their pastor tell them, oh, don't go over there. Don't think that don't still go on. Oh, I ain't talking about denominations. I've known message churches where the pastor say, don't go over there to them meetings. And the pastor show up. I guess he's waiting and hoping to see if he has seen his congregation there, he's going to get on to them. Don't go over there, scarecrows. Brother Branham said, people get scared to come out to the meeting. They'll sit there in the town and not come out because of something that's been said. He said, there's a big strawberry patch here. Don't be afraid of them scarecrows. He said, you take crows get used to something being there. And they'll just come in. He said, they'll sit on the scarecrow. They'll go on in and eat the strawberries. He said, there's plenty of people that's coming on in and eating the strawberries in the meetings. You need to just come on in. He said, people get so close they can smell them, but afraid to come in to the patch. Hallelujah. Just starving to death. He said, look, the freeze ain't killed the strawberries. He says, and I thank God the freeze hasn't killed the move of the Holy Spirit. It hasn't killed off holiness. We still got some. I'll tell you what, friends, holiness is leaving the denominations. It's left them a long time ago. They have women get up and sing songs wearing pants and everything else. Holiness left. They talk about holiness. They don't even know what holiness is anymore. They've left the word of God. But Brother Ram says, there's no condemnation to those that are in the patch. Get on over into the field where the food's at. There's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Because there's no fear, no condemnation. All things have passed away. The old worldly fear and doubts all passed away. Oh, he said to some folks, the old scarecrow is nothing but a dinner bell. I read in one message one time, Brother Bram said he was watching a groundhog. He got into a garden. He said, and it was eating beans. You know, the groundhogs, they'll wait till the sprouts come up just real nice, and then he'll go and mow them all down. Eat all them sprouts. He said this groundhog was eating them sprouts. He said he came up to a scarecrow, said he looked up at that scarecrow, put his head back down, walked on around behind it, and kept on eating beans. He said, that's the way we need to be as children of God. Satan sets up a scarecrow. That just means there's something good behind there. There's something he's trying to keep you away from. Hallelujah. This isn't the only age of healing. There was healings in the time of Martin Luther. There was healings in the time of John Wesley, Sankey, Moody, and all of them. You know, John Wesley, one time he was preaching in a place, and this man set a fox loose and a bunch of fox hounds to run through his meeting, which was outdoors, and disturb the meeting. And John Wesley said, pointed his finger at the man and said, the sun's not going to go down three times till you're going to be calling for me. And the sun set that night, and the man died. Brother Ram said John Wesley never got to him. The man died for what he did. But John Wesley wasn't afraid. He just spoke the word, what God told him to say. John Wesley one time was riding a horse. He was going to go pray for a woman. And the horse stumbled and broke its leg. John Wesley got a bottle of anointing oil out of his bag, anointed the horse with the oil, and said, God, you made this horse's body the same as you did mine. And you can heal my body, you can heal this horse's body. And God healed its leg, and John Wesley got back up on the horse and rode on over to the woman's place to go pray for her. No fear. Well, you ain't going to make it now. What you going to do now, John? Your horse's leg's broke. He's a healer of horses, too. There was a horse. It had been out here, come from Arkansas. And it was dying. They didn't know what was wrong with it. And so they took a prayer cloth from Brother Branham and they tied it in that horse's mane. And that horse miraculously got better. That horse got bought by Brother Tom Brown up in Ohio. And I rode that horse. That horse was alive and well. He was an ornery thing. God, if God can heal animals, then you know God can heal you. God cares more about you. And yet, you know, the Bible says, does he not care for the sparrows? Then how much more does he care for his children? Hallelujah. God cares for the flowers of the field. How much more does he care for you? Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, when John Wesley's horse broke its leg, said it was just a scarecrow. Said, just get on back behind the scarecrow. There's some good stuff back there. That's right. Hallelujah. That's right. He says, as long as Jesus is here with me, as long as he told me to do this and I'm in his will, then there's nothing to fear. And as long as you're doing what he's told you to do and you know you're directly led of God, well, there's nothing to fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. There's no fear in God. Love takes away fear. I believe in divine healing. Someday the great churches, you know, they're refusing this great work of God. But the power of God to heal the sick is just the same as it's been all down through the ages. It's just the people's been taught different. That's the reason they don't have faith for divine healing. They're taught those things are of the past, but they're of the present. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said, the devil hates me. How many can say that this morning, the devil hates me? You know he hates you. He hates every child of God. Believe it or not, the devil's afraid of you. Remember, Brother Branham said that when it would come time to pray for the people, that there'd be demons rise up off people and scream out for help because they thought that person was getting ready to believe. They were getting scared. Brother Branham said, the devil hates me. I know he hates you too. He's my enemy. But as long as God's my friend, I don't have to fear him. I just drive him right on back, take the word of God and move him right on back out of the place that he thinks he's a hold. He hasn't got no strongholds. He's absolutely legally defeated in every place. The devil hasn't got one legal right at all, nowhere. He's just a devil. He's just a devil. You don't got to fear him. He's just a devil. Hallelujah. He hasn't got no legal right to any man that accept the promise of Jesus Christ. The devil's whipped. He's whipped in sickness. He's whipped in disappointments. He's whipped in everything. He's whipped in death. He can't scare me. He can't scare you. That's all. He's just a big old shadow. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Death is just a shadow, friends. Hallelujah. The song says it's just a doorway that leads to the other shore. Hallelujah. You know, Paul, God had told Paul he was going to go and appear in Rome before Caesar. And so Paul, you know, here he was a prisoner, and he said that he was a citizen, a Roman citizen, so he invoked his right to appear before Caesar. And God showed him he was going to appear in Rome. Well, then they set sail on a ship, Paul as a prisoner, along with a lot of other prisoners. And while they were on this ship, a great storm came up. Paul had warned them about it, but they didn't listen to Paul. So this storm came up, and it was about to break the boat in pieces, and they were ready to abandon the ship, leave the prisoners. And Paul got them to set the prisoners free and said, stay with the ship. All that stay with the ship will make it. And the ship broke up into pieces, but the men still made it floating in on pieces of the ship. And they were on the island, I believe it was the island of Malta, if I believe right. But they were on this island. And while they were on this island, while Paul was gathering some wood for the fire, and he was bit by a serpent, a poisonous snake. This island is full of poisonous snakes. And Paul was bit. And Brother Branham said, but Paul wasn't afraid. He just shook it off and said he wasn't afraid of dying from the snake bite because God had already told him, you're going to Rome. So he couldn't die and still go to Rome. So the serpent couldn't hurt him. But Satan would have tried to come through fear. Oh, you got bit. Other men around him, oh, you got bit. You're probably going to fall over dead. No, I'm not. I got to go to Rome. When God has spoken to you something, friends, I don't care how many rocks the devil throws, he can't hinder the move of God. Satan tries to get you afraid. Oh, I couldn't get a hold of mom. You think the rapture took place and I missed it? Brother Dan Daisley gave a testimony, said he was out with Brother Green. They were going to some meetings and they stopped by a gas station. He come out, he couldn't find Brother Green nowhere. And said the devil told him, said, the rapture took place and you missed it. Now, I don't know if y'all, how good y'all knew Brother Dan Daisley. Friends, he was a real man of God. And yet a real man of God, and the devil telling him the rapture took place and you missed it. So if he'd tell somebody like that, like Brother Dan, something like that, I know he's told you stuff like that. Oh, you missed it. Brother Dan said, devil, you're a liar. Because if the rapture took place, I'd have been gone too. Brother Dan was driving one time, and he said the devil just kept on him and kept on him. He was out by himself going to a meeting. And he said the devil just kept riding on him with fear and just kept riding on him. He said, finally, he pulled over the side of the road, got up, walked around the other side of the car, opened the door, and said, devil, get out. I'm tired of you riding with me. Shut the door, went on back around, got in the car, and took off. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, if you fear, then Satan can step in. He'll try to get a hold. You think of the people's, think of children's lives that have been damaged because of fear. You ever see a dog that's been beat? They're fearful. They're fearful of you. They're afraid you're going to hurt them. I hate seeing a dog like that. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, so we don't have to fear. I will not fear. I'll boldly say, the Bible said, I will not fear. Because he's with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear. For thou art with me. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We don't have to fear because, friends, Jesus ain't changed. He's the same Jesus today he was when Brother Branham was here. Friends, look. When Brother Branham was here, Jesus didn't change. He was the same Jesus then as he had been when Martin Luther was here, when John Wesley was here. He was the same Jesus that he was when Paul was here. He was the same Jesus he was when he walked on the water. He doesn't change. Hallelujah. So we don't have to fear. Amen. Let's stand. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to us and moving, Lord, in our midst. Lord, I don't know what each and every one has to face this coming week, but you knew. You knew far in advance. You knew what they would be facing. You knew what would come their way. You knew what they'd have to deal with. And Lord, so you brought a sermon, Lord, where, Father, they can stand and not have any fear and face whatever it is that's coming their way. I pray, Lord, your blessings on the people this morning. Bless them, dear God. Strengthen them, Lord. God, I pray, Father, that you'll be with them this week. Watch over and keep them, dear God. Lord, bring us back here to worship, dear God, at the appointed time. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name and to the glory of God. Amen.